A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, November 15th, 2015. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, Empretec Zimbabwe will this week host the Global Entrepreneurship Week, a free business forum in Harare and Bulawayo, which will bring together innovators and job creators to share ideas on how to start businesses and revive the ailing economy.
In Zimbabwe, we are going to be running activities in Bulawayo as well as in Harare. We're going to start on Tuesday in Harare, where we have what we call entrepreneurship conversations, as well as the Zimbabwe Den, where we have the entrepreneurs coming in and pitching their business ideas or business plans.
A study by the industry psychology consultants says the number of local companies that have confirmed that they will pay out annual bonuses this year has decreased by 4.5% compared to last year. The Zimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions is blaming the tough economic environment for this move.
We will take this with very heavy disheartenment, because this is the reality on the ground. And if you check with all those companies that are unable to pay the bonuses, some are genuinely unable to pay because of the deficit that they are incurring, because of the financial constraints that they are undergoing.
Meanwhile, the Zimbabwe Progressive Teachers Union says it is welcoming the government's commitment to pay civil servants bonuses this year, although they are not happy that the military will be given first preference. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Satenda Gumbo. Empretec Zimbabwe will this week host the Global Entrepreneurship Week, a free business forum in Harare and Bulawayo, which brings together innovators and job creators to share ideas on how to start businesses and revive the ailing economy. We hear more from Empretec.
I am Busi Pango. I am the executive director of Empretec Zimbabwe. And Empretec is part of a family called the Global Entrepreneurship Network, which every year in November celebrates entrepreneurship. We do this by holding several or various activities, each country running its own activities, in partnership with a number of other cohorts in each and every one of the countries. This year, there is going to be 160 countries celebrating Global Entrepreneurship Week, which starts next week on the 16th of November. And in Zimbabwe, we are going to be running activities in Bulawayo as well as in Harare. We're going to start on Tuesday in Harare, where we'll have what we call entrepreneurship conversations, as well as the Zimbabwe Den, where we have the entrepreneurs coming in and pitching their business ideas or business plans to seasoned entrepreneurs and other stakeholders who might have an interest in either investing in those businesses or opening matters for them or mentoring the entrepreneur. We will also have the conversations, like I said, whereby we have different presenters presenting on various topics, some of which are how to do business the right way, and some other entrepreneurs telling their stories, you know, and having these other people who are participating learn from them. And then in the last 2-3 days of the week, we'll have an exhibition where we have various entrepreneurs coming from different parts of the country in each of the two cities exhibiting their products, as well as being able to strike deals, find markets, or even find partners for their particular businesses.
So who is open to attend your conference and your exhibition?
Anybody who is an entrepreneur, anybody who wants to know about business, anybody who wants to start or even is already in business but wants to understand more what are issues about business, things like what does it mean to be in business in as far as paying taxes, for example, is concerned. What does it mean about business in as far as, you know, licenses, permits for my business is concerned? Or where can I find matches for my products? So basically anybody. But for us in Zimbabwe, in the past 5-6 years, we've really been focusing on women entrepreneurs as well as young entrepreneurs. So you'll find that invariably the majority of the people who are going to be participating in our activities will be your young entrepreneurs as well as female entrepreneurs.
For those who would like to attend the event, where do they register? Where can they find you?
They find us in our offices in Harare and in Bulawayo. They can go to our Facebook page, and our Facebook page name is Empretech Zimbabwe. They can also open our website, which is www.empretechzimbabwe.co.zw. And you will find in both the Facebook page as well as website our contact details in there. So our physical address is for the two offices. In Harare, we are on 34 Lawson Avenue, Milton Park. In Bulawayo, we are on 118 Samuel Parirenyatra Avenue, corner 12th Avenue.
Is there a charge connected to attendance to your events?
No, there are no charges connected to attendance.
That was Busi Bango of Empretech Zimbabwe speaking to us from Harare. A study by the industry psychology consultants says the number of local companies that have confirmed that they will pay out annual bonuses this year has decreased by 4.5% compared to last year. Nearly 45% of local companies have confirmed that they will pay out annual bonuses. The Zimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions is blaming the tough economic environment for this move. The Secretary General of ZFTU, Kenya's Shamiarira, speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kanzemiri on the issue.
We will take this with very heavy disheartenment, because this is the reality on the ground. And if you check with all those companies that are unable to pay the bonuses, some are genuinely unable to pay because of the deficit that they are incurring, because of the financial constraints that they are undergoing. And you ask them to show you their working balance sheets, and you see clearly that surely these cannot be able to. For instance, here in Zimbabwe, the only remaining industry that is viable is transport, which is now very minimal. If you look at the textile industry, manufacturing, it's all gone, because the depreciation of the South African rand has caused an influx of goods in the Zimbabwean market, which has caused the companies that rely on importing those goods here to make very little profit, and very little profit, which becomes a burden for the company to sustain its viability. So surely on the balance sheet, there is nothing to warrant a company to give bonus, let alone even salaries. Some of the workers, they'll be lucky to get a full salary. Some will go with a half salary for this December. Some with completely nothing. The main bone of contention here, it's not about companies, it's not about workers. It's about the policies. We are actually clearly losing sight of a clear ideological working methodology which will facilitate this dying, this milling economy. We are continuing to have unwarranted declaratory statements by the ministers who think that they bring panacea to this economy. Yet they are actually putting more injury to the already injured already. So as a result, we are going to witness some next year food riot. We are going to witness workers together with their children, with their extended families, going to attack those that are enjoying the fruits of their sweat, because we know those that are now enjoying, they are enjoying because of looting, because of plundering, because of lying, because of jittery shenanigans.
Are you agreeing with the employers that things are tough and they are not able to pay you bonuses this year?
To be honest, yes. Frankly, most of the companies, they are on their kneeling position. We agree. We really agree. The only business that is viable here is the churches. These charismatic Pentecostal churches, the Magayas of today and the Makandiwas.
That was the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions, Kenya's Shamiarira, speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. Meanwhile, the Zimbabwe Progressive Teachers Union says it is welcoming the government's commitment to pay civil servants bonuses this year, although they are not happy that the military will be given first preference. Government had announced it would not pay bonuses this year through Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, but President Robert Mugabe went on to reverse the move. Secretary General Raymond Majongwe speaks to Jonga Kanzemiri on the issue.
I think we are quite elated. We are quite happy with the stance that has finally been pronounced by the minister. And we want to believe that it is in keeping with what the president pronounced. And we are simply saying to government, well done, thank you for honoring the promise and the pledge, because as far as we are concerned, the bonus issue is now a right. It would be a clear abdication of responsibility and unfair labor practice to remove it for whatever reason. Even if the economy is not working well, the cookings of this country, We're working for this economy. We're working for this government. We have an obligation to receive our bonus come year end.
What about the issue of the government again this year giving the uniformed forces their bonuses first, then the rest comes later?
I think that is a very bad way of doing things. It's quite sickening that government thinks that the soldiers are more important. But ordinarily, they do it for their own reason. But if we are all sons and daughters of this land working for the same government, we ordinarily thought they were going to rotate and interchange and make sure that one sector gets the bonus in this and another sector does the same proceeding. But this is not what we have seen as bias by government, that they side more with the uniformed forces, and we feel it is unfair because it then puts us in a scenario where we are saying, why would the government do this 4 years running? It's not as if only the soldiers are the ones that are making this country or this economy work.
That was Zimbabwe Progressive Teachers Union Secretary General Raymond Majongwe speaking with Jonga Kanze Miri. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930-13860 and 15460 shortwave frequencies, and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by author, leadership coach, and speaker Njabulo Moyo. Thank you so much for joining me today on the program.
You are most welcome.
Of course, we are talking here on the heels of the launch of your newest book, which is called Motivating the Inner Soul. Can you tell me more about this book?
Motivating the Inner Soul is a motivational compendium that looks at various facets within a human being's life with the agenda of transforming the inner man so that they can inform the outer person, it can inform our behaviors, our values in life.
And when are you set to launch this book?
The book is set for launch on the 28th of November at Hope Center in Bulawayo.
And I understand that you'll be having a book launch event. If you can tell the listeners more about that.
Yes, the book launch is a business approach to it, where we are creating a networking platform for various corporate people. We are bringing together us practitioners, captains of industry, the media, and all other interested stakeholders with the agenda of not only celebrating the book launch, but bringing together Bulawayo's business people to interact and, most importantly, to motivate the inner soul. So there is the book as a motivational tool, but I believe that as people interact, they are also bound to talk to each other, you know, to motivate each other on various spectrums.
Now, when we talk about motivating the inner soul, of course, without giving away too much of the book, as we'd want everyone to go out there and buy it, but what are some of the key tips when you talk about motivating your inner soul?
First of all, what we need to acknowledge is that human beings are by nature behavior-driven. In all the things that we do, behavior is a key component of what we do. And behavior is informed by values, firstly. It is informed by attitudes as well. So when you're saying you want to motivate the inner soul, we are saying that there are certain behaviors that are found in human beings, which at times lead them to lead a life of demotivation. So hence, through the book, I seek to challenge those behaviors, you know, to recondition the mindset paradigm of an individual to speak to their soul. Because I believe that we are resources as human beings, and God is the source. So for everything that we do, we are always there as resources to other people. People come to you for reference. People come to you for advice. That is because you are a resource. But those resources that we are become useless if they are not rooted in the source. In this case, the source is God. So to me, for a person to be motivated, they need to live a life that is rooted in certain values.
And I just want to ask here, you know, looking at how things are back home in Zimbabwe, you are on the ground, obviously, and you are preaching this narrative of, you know, motivating the inner soul. Are people open to this idea?
Well, obviously, Zimbabwe as a country has got people who subscribe to different religious, you know, principles. But generally, we are a Christian society, and there is a high level of willingness by people to talk to the inner man. That's why you see right now we are living in a entrepreneurial world, which is led by the gospel, which is God's entrepreneurship, of faith entrepreneurship. There's a lot of prophecy, there's a lot of movement around the church, around faith-based actions. So to me, I think Zimbabwe as a country is accepting the need to talk to the soul. But people do it differently. Some go through the religious avenue where they go into these churches. But I'm saying, as a young writer, I believe that through writing books that speak to those subjects, I'm able to reach out to people. And yes, there is a need, and yes, there is a demand for such knowledge.
And just before we close out, Njabulo, can you just give us again the information of your book launch?
Yes, on the 28th of November, we are releasing a book, a motivational compendium, through the biggest launch ever in Bulawayo this year. The book launch starts at 2 o'clock and ends at 5 o'clock at Hope Center, right here in the city of Kings and Queens.
Where will it be available for those who are in Zimbabwe and obviously us here who are in the diaspora?
The book will be available on Amazon for the people that are in the diaspora, and locally it will be found at the Bulawayo Art Gallery and several bookshops that are in the city.
That is author, leadership coach, and speaker with the newest book launching very soon, Motivating the Inner Soul, joining me today on the Youth Forum. Thank you.
You are most welcome. Please do stay motivated for greatness.
Thanks again to Njabulo Moyo for joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, everyone, make sure you join me next week.
You're listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington. Eternity. Now to recap on today's top stories. Empretec Zimbabwe will this week host the Global Entrepreneurship Week, a free business forum in Harare and Bulawayo, which will bring together innovators and job creators to share ideas on how to start businesses and revive the ailing economy. And a study by the industry psychology consultants says the number of local companies that have confirmed that they will pay out annual bonuses this year has decreased by 4.5% compared to last year. The Zimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions is blaming the tough economic environment for this move. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, November 15th, 2015. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.
Siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 15 kuLwezi 2015. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu uSithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Amalunga enkolo ezehlukeneyo ajengisa ukukhathazeka ngokwanda kwamabandla akhokhelwa ngabaziwa ngokuthi ngabaprofeti eZimbabwe
okukhona kathi sikuthi ungangena ebhasini.